Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
President's numbers have fallen off a cliff somewhat in recent months as the administration juggled converging crises both at home and abroad.
These new poll numbers, frankly, are brutal for the president. In this brand new Quinnipiac poll, only 38% of Americans approve of how Biden is handling his job compared to 53% who disapprove.
Just 38% said they approved of President Biden's performance compared to 53% who didn't.
40%, 50%, 100%.
Oh, it's not that bad.
Yes, it is.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The reality is that every state is now a border state. This sweep of illegals coming across the border, all of those issues are now facing every other state in our union.
You know, everything was working well before, and then they've come in here and in a short 8 months have just undone everything that was, you know, was going good for it.
It was good. I was enjoying it. Had to interfere, couldn't leave well enough alone. Well, I hope you're happy.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Trying not to let this destroy your faith in the integrity of the National Basketball Association, but over a dozen ex-NBA players have been charged with a multi-million dollar insurance fraud today. They were submitting bogus invoices to the NBA's health and welfare benefit plan, filled with glaring typos and discrepancies, including misspelling the names of the actual players who were filing the charges. Only two former Boston Celtics were indicted, including Big Baby Davis, the power forward. He needed the money because he only made $32 million in his NBA playing career. Darius Miles, who was also indicted, he made $62 million. So he was obviously bust out, right? Tony Allen, also indicted, $41 million he made. Eddie Patterson made $37 million. So these guys were obviously destitute. They had to do this. 844-500-4242. So is this a warning shot across the bow? Were they holding this indictment until the NBA players said they weren't going to get the vaccine? So they say, well, we'll go after some of your former teammates. Nah, probably not. But it's an interesting timing, isn't it? The investigation's been going on for more than a year. And now the NBA players are balking at getting the vaccines, and a bunch of the former NBA players are indicted. Time now for the Chump Line.
That 38% support for Biden is due to a giant oversampling of FBI agents.
Quite possibly that is it. 38%, is that 38% of the American population of 330 million? Does that work out to 81 million? Close to it, I think. And we all know Joe got 81 million votes. He keeps telling us that. No joke. For real, man, 81 million votes. Right. We believe you, Joe.
I'm going to make those Border Patrol cowboys pay $3.5 trillion, which is the same as $0.
Yeah, when is the report coming out? I thought he was going to make the Border Patrol agents pay. Mayorkas said there would be a report in days, not weeks. It's now been... what? How many days? It's been almost 3 weeks since the whippings, reminiscent of slavery, and there's no report. And speaking of reports, where is the report on who sent the racist emails at the University of Massachusetts Amherst campus to the black student organizations. When is that report coming out? The Trump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week celebrating NASCAR driver Brandon Brown and his capacity to unite this country. All across America, in bars and sports venues, chants of "Let's go, Brandon! Let's go, Brandon!" can be heard as fans unite behind this apparently amazing driver. Let's go, Brandon!
Joe Biden's poll numbers are slipping. Hunter Biden knows a little something about slipping down polls.
Wouldn't you like to see a full accounting of all the pictures that Hunter took at the gallery in L.A.? He was with all sorts of politicians. I've only seen like a couple of the photos, but who wouldn't pay to have a picture taken with Hunter Biden? Next thing you know, you could be in the lobby of a post office.
You got ahead of Charlie Parker. He finally found a way to get rid of the cops.
Yeah, where's the gratitude? Look what the state police of F Troop at Logan Airport did for his son. They booted the case when he was charged with allegedly groping a young woman on a flight from D.C. to Boston. They booted it to the U.S. Attorney's Office, where it's never seen the light of day. And this is the thanks the state police get? They're all, the 300 of them are going to get fired?
Loving. I think this title of climate czar is rather mundane. Considering the wealth and privilege that I'm extracting from climate change, I think my preferred nomenclature would be Mother Nature's gigolo.
When he surrenders to the Chinese on climate change, does he surrender in English or in French, his native tongue?
When Trump is asked about Parker, this is what he says. He compares the man to Ocasio-Cortez, which makes sense. They're both dense, and each has the brain the size of a Pez.
Do you think Charlie Parker's making a lot of friends in the state workforce by requiring them to take the vaccine? I mean, I know all state unions aren't going to vote for him, but I would think that he probably was looking for a majority in, say, the State Police Association of Massachusetts and the Correctional Officers Brotherhood. I don't think he's getting that majority anymore. I'm hard-pressed to see where he's going to get a majority, except maybe at George Regan's Country Club down in Mashpee.
We'd like to dupe the world to live in total drudgery, where you'll have squat and nothing more, but it will all be free.
That's right. This is such a terrible, terrible, racist, capitalistic, slave society that every deadbeat layabout in the world wants to move here. What's that all about? I don't get it.
What's the difference between Joe Biden and Kamala Harris? Joe Biden uses a fake White House prop, and Kamala Harris is a fake White House prop.
Who would you take in an IQ contest? Who would you take if they were doing a two-man Jeopardy contest? I would not take either one of them in a Jeopardy fight.
I found out one of the mothers I work with criticized her kid's school board. I'm not going to be working with no domestic terrorist.
I heard they're going to lock that woman up. They're going to put her in the cell next to the shaman with the horns.
Oh, man, Howard. Us living Democrat presidents owe Joe Biden a debt of gratitude. Because of him, Jimmy Carter's no longer the most incompetent, Barack Obama's no longer the most authoritarian, and I'm no longer the biggest degenerate. Hoo-wooey.
Well put, Mr. President.
All I want for Christmas is whatever Dr. Fauci allows me to have.
Boy, that's the spirit. That's the spirit that made America the groveling, declining, helpless giant superpower, as Richard Nixon would put it, that we are today.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
That's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message anytime between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The number to call if you wish to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you'd just like to hear a second Chump Line, the extra messages that we didn't play just now are put on at Chopped Chumps, as we call it. Chopped Chumps you can get at around 7 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time every weeknight, wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week celebrating NASCAR driver Brandon Brown and his capacity to unite this country. All across America, in bars and sports venues, chants of "Let's go, Brandon" can be heard as fans unite behind this apparently amazing driver. Let's go, Brandon! Let's go, Brandon!
Loving, I think this title of climate czar is rather mundane. Considering the wealth and privilege that I'm extracting from climate change, I think my preferred nomenclature would be Mother Nature's gigolo.
Just a gigolo. That's John Forbes Carey. To all the listeners who, like me, have an IRA or 401k, I have an urgent warning for you. Our federal debt is now more than $28 trillion and counting. What the government is not telling you is that the Fed is running out of ways to fight this growing burden. Inflation and tax hikes are their only way out. You've seen the 40% increase in gasoline prices since January. Have you tried to buy lumber lately? Have you noticed the shrinking portions in some packaged products at the supermarket? It's all about inflation. In this 1970s-style environment, every month your dollar buys less. So, if you have $50,000 or more in your retirement savings, your money could be at risk. Learn how you could protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to get your free precious metals IRA guide and find out how you can get paid to protect your retirement. That's right, goldco.com/Howie Carr, and the IRA experts at Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. So, what are you waiting for? Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr. The experts at Goldco have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect themselves against inflation and tax hikes. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. I'm Howie Carr.
He's the undisputed king of New England talk radio.
It's good to be the king.
Howie Carr.
These high school boys and girls are having a hop at the local soda fountain, innocent of a new and deadly menace lurking behind closed doors.
Howie Carr.
Bill in Venice, Florida says that he's a victim of inflation. The cost of his chocolate milkshake at the local Dairy Queen went up from $4.82 to $5.34. Well, you're in Florida, so it can't be Joe Biden's fault. It's got to be Governor DeSantis' fault. Or should I say Governor Death Santis, as the moon bats call him. 844-500-4242. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Their winter room rate of $110 is on. Book an ocean view room with a fireplace at NausetBeachInn.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What do you call the holiday coming up on Monday? Indigenous Peoples Day or Columbus Day?
I call it Columbus Day. Christopher Columbus Day.
99% still say Columbus Day.
99%. All right. 844-500-4242. I don't have the cut sheet in front of me right now for Biden, but I think it behooves us to go to some Dementia Joe comic gold. And he's in Illinois today, or was, and he was talking. We played the cut earlier. The governor, in case you're unfamiliar with him, he's a rather large fellow and he has a big bank account because he inherited a lot of money, like so many Democrat Pauls. He inherited the Hyatt hotel chain fortune, and his name is J.B. Pritzker. So this is how the President of the United States acknowledges J.B. Pritzker.
So are the great leaders who are here today. JP, you, Governor, you've done more than about anybody I can think of in any state. I mean that sincerely.
He knows that because he's done a lot of research into JP. Knows him very. He's a close personal friend of JP.
He's technically not wrong. His name is J. Pritzker, JP. His middle name is Robert.
Yeah.
So everybody calls him JB, but he said JP.
Yeah. I think, you know, when you say someone's your friend and you know what a good job they've done, I think it behooves you to call them by their commonly known first name or first initials, which would be JB. All right, so there was a mayor there as well, right?
He did get the mayor's name correct. Yeah, I misidentified the town he was in.
Oh, okay.
But he did forget Tammy Duckworth's last name.
Tammy.
And I know they wanted to be here, but there's others who are in Washington who can't be here. Dick Durbin and Tammy, I've both spoken to. They're in Washington and hopefully be voting soon.
See, now I get Tammy Duckworth sometimes mixed up with Tammy Baldwin. But again, I wasn't in the Senate for 50 years, right? I think I get more of a pass. I think all of us get more of a pass. And Dick Durbin and Tammy. Okay. What else have we got there, Taylor?
Remember on Groucho Marx's show, you say the secret word, duck comes down and get $100.
And the Duckworth comes down.
Yeah. Yes. So he would say the secret word today is a household appliance found around the house. Well, here's Joe Biden trying to guess the household appliance.
You know, if I can digress for just a second, last night I was on the television. I was on the telephone with a person at an emergency hospital ward.
I was on the television.
You know, if I can digress for just a second, last night I was on the television. On the telephone.
He got confused because he left the phonograph on at night.
You know, if you ever have an emergency, you just pick up the television and you dial the Dumont Network. Milton Berle works the overnight shift, and he'll get one of the prowl cars out to take care of you.
I'm a capitalist. I think people should be able to go out and make a lot of money. That's not the problem, but everybody should have an even shot.
I didn't even understand what he was saying at the beginning. He was just kind of mumbling.
I'm a capitalist. I think people should be able to go out and make a lot of money. That's not the problem, but everybody should have an even shot.
You know, Taylor, I was trying to transcribe all the Biden cuts for a future column since September 14th, and I noticed that
Did you ice your hand afterwards?
Yeah, more and more of them, I can't even transcribe. They don't make any sense, or he's just slurring words, like when he talks, China's co-OSHA practices. I finally figured that out. I think it means coercive practices.
Yes. Well, you notice sometimes I label them. I'll just put, I have no idea what he's trying to say here.
When he said majority, he was saying something about the, his grandpop and the majority. What was he talking about? The majority, he said. The majority. We'll come back with Weekend Woke, and we have more Biden cuts. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Charlie Parker is depressed again. The new coronavirus cases reported in Massachusetts schools are ticking down from the prior week. Oh, better luck next week.
There's a lot at stake here.
I know there is. All right, we got a lot more cuts to get to, but we're going to do what we do every week at this time, and that is The Week in Woke with Taylor Cronin.
The Howie Carr Show now presents The Week in Woke.
Do you tire of remembering which pronouns to use? Do you find yourself trying to remember the correct acronym when addressing social issues? Are you struggling to find new and exciting ways to reduce your carbon footprint? Well, fear not, friends. The Week in Woke is here to help.
At this time every week, we go over the stories. They seem incredible, but most of them, all of them, in fact, are true. It's amazing how out of control everything is. A Boston play-by-play announcer was attacked for making a joke about the last name of the San Francisco Giants general manager. His name is Zahidi, I believe, or something like that. And the announcer said that his name is High Anxiety. And that's you didn't see this one, Taylor?
I didn't read it or didn't listen to it, but that's funny. Good Lord, we can't laugh.
He's it's not easy being a baseball announcer when these games. I mean, even playoff games run like 4 hours.
It's not even.
What are you supposed to do? I know it's a lousy joke.
Would have been funnier if he said something. Oh, this makes me hungry for baked ziti or something like that. See, that's not bad.
But again, this is how out of control they want to kill this guy, Sean McDonough.
Good grief!
I know.
We've got a lot of woke. Today was this week was a very woke week, and I've got a story I know you're going to be very interested in coming up in just a few moments here. But I did want to start. Remember, a few weeks ago in Washington, D.C., the FBI planned this covert rally where they were going to arrest all the leftover Trumpsters that were going to come to Washington, D.C. and have Insurrection 2.0.
Right, well, right, and they all went.
They all had dressed in the same shirts,
and they arrested some guy who was some agent provocateur, and then he told him, "Hey, pal, you can't arrest me. I'm an agent provocateur." And then everybody was rolling at that point. All the six people that had shown up for the demonstration were rolling with their cell phone cameras, so they had to take the guy away. And probably buy him a drink
somewhere.
Well,
the FBI apparently has decided that their undercover agents looked way too much like white bro Chads. So they are now enveloping them in critical race theory training to help them better develop their characters. The FBI has created...
No, yes, you're kidding.
I'm not. The FBI has created a training program steeped in critical race theory in hopes of getting agents to reflect on what role intersectionality plays both in their professional and personal lives, according
to... Well, how is this going to... what they say about the Trump deplorables is they want to roll back the clock and make it a white America, et cetera, et cetera. So how is learning critical race theory and how horrible people they are, how is that going to help them blend, quote-unquote, blend in with these people who, by the way, don't exist to begin with?
I don't know. Maybe other operations other than... get Trumpsters, but
maybe they're all going to get to go down to Glencoe, Georgia for training like the FBI special agent in charge in Boston got to go down and bring his girlfriend down when Whitey and Stevie gave him $1,000 cash. His girlfriend was also his secretary. This might be, maybe that's what's going on here.
This seems
once again,
like
history is repeating itself in the FBI.
This program seems more like a version of AA, and I'm not denigrating that. I'm just saying there's a lot of steps here that they have to take in order to come to terms with themselves. The objectives of the program are as follows. Define intersectionality and review the history of the term.
First, you have to admit you have a problem.
Reflect on identity and engage with our own intersections. Discuss the role.
I like Mass Ave and Newberry Street.
Discuss the role of intersectionality in our work. Learn tips and tricks for increasing inclusion in the workplace. After breaking down identity into the 8 characteristics of a person deemed by the FBI to be the most important, participants of the program are invited to reflect upon themselves.
Do you have to apologize to 4 people you've harmed with your lack of intersectionality or sectionality?
That's part of going through the 8 characteristics.
So this is Joe Biden's inflation. You don't have to apologize to 4 people. You got to apologize to 8 people now. Okay.
My Little Pony has gone woke, as if they haven't already. I think we've featured My Little Pony on Week in Woke before. It's a TV show, started out as a cartoon that went back to the 80s. It's now 3D. They've got a new Netflix movie. And at one point in the movie, one of the characters leads a charge against a demonstration led by a defensive weapons manufacturer in Ponytopia, whatever they call this fantasy world. And the New York Times hints, they did a review of the movie, they hint at the surprisingly unsubtle references to America's current political climate likely to get picked up by parents viewing with their little ones. The anti-magic ponies are essentially anti-science. They're anti-vaxxers.
Who's leading the ponies? A gelding, I'm sure, right?
Well, one of the ponies of the anti-science is a crimson demagogue with a bleach blonde mane who ascends to power.
I thought they all had bleached manes.
No. It's all rainbow and purple.
Well, that's what I mean.
This one's a bleach blonde mane and a crimson pony. So it's a orange pony bad.
Oh, God. Okay.
All right. Here's one that I know you're going to love. Millennial mobsters have gone woke and won't beat each other up, gangster complains.
I read that you're talking about this is the indictment in New York?
Yes.
Yeah, I read some of that in the Wall Street Journal. This is the guy that sends out the texts.
Yes, veteran crooks believe millennial mobsters have gone soft and prefer sending texts to pistol whipping. The new breed of baddies are using social media and are obsessed with their phones rather than face-to-face threats seen in TV shows like The Sopranos. Here's the thing, though. If you're in court, your verbal words where there's no record of you saying them are not going to come up in your indictment. A text message will. Court documents show a recent extortion plot in New York. One gangster sent a union official a message saying, quote, "Hey, comma, this is the second text, comma, there isn't going to be a third, period." And I really appreciated the grammar in the text.
I like the fact that he says this is the second one. So that establishes your pattern of racketeering, right? They use that word pattern.
Right.
So you have to have more than one. But, you know, Taylor, this has been going on for a long time. I mean, there was a guy, Carmen Totora. I think he's still around. I met him once. He's from Brockton or was from Brockton. He was a collector for loan sharks, and he went to prison for leaving a message on voicemail telling someone he better pay up. Right,
an ex-member of the feared Columbo crime family moaned, "Everything's on the phones with these guys."
You know, and again, you know, Jerry Angiulo, the late great underboss of the Boston mob, he was the one who bemoaned this trend of mobsters, you know, leaving phone messages. He didn't know what texting was, but the same thing. He said to Larry Bayonne, his consigliere, "You think I need tough guys? I need intelligent tough guys."
Well, there's neither left, according to Professor James Jacobs. He says there's a lack of tough youngsters coming up through the ranks. He said these neighborhoods have dramatically shrunken as Italian-Americans have steadily assimilated into mainstream society, thereby radically diminishing the pool of tough teenagers with Cosa Nostra potential.
It's happened in other ethnic groups.
Yeah, I've always thought in the 21st century, you know, I'm sure you've seen The Sopranos. I love The Sopranos. But it's a different world than it was even 20 years ago with, you know, gangsters in the mob. I don't know what they're up to. It doesn't seem like much.
The other problem, Taylor, is surveillance cameras. You know how hard it is to whack somebody out in a parking lot nowadays?
Everybody's got a camera on their doorbell. They've got cameras in their phones. Yeah, it's
right. You can't
tough if making you're, an honest
if,
living.
If you're a bunch of state police who banged in sick in Lynn and are out drinking on a sidewalk, you can't even get in a brawl without it ending up on TV and in the newspapers.
Exactly. You sent me this one. This is a great story. German car park unveils diversity spaces reserved for LGBT or migrants. Why? This
migrants.
Is in. And now Germany.
I asked for no special treatment at the mall at Christmas. Just treat me like an illegal alien and give me a parking space front.
Or an LGBT, which there's a new acronym. I don't know if you saw this. Justin Trudeau was mocked for it on Twitter. I pulled this for the Weekend Woke. He tweeted on Twitter, obviously. He said, people across the country are lighting candles to honor Indigenous women, girls, and get ready for this one, 2SLGBTQQIA+ people who are missing or have been murdered. And one of my favorite responses to that was Matt Walsh from, I believe he's with the Daily Wire. He says, is that the actual acronym now, or did his cat walk across the keyboard? But that is the actual acronym now, and it stands for Two-Spirit, Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Transgender, Queer, Questioning, Intersex, and Asexual, and all other sexual orientations and genders.
See, he's chastened because didn't in his victory speech the other night, such as it was a victory with like 32% of the vote, didn't he get LGBTQ all mixed up like Joe Biden
would?
Oh,
yes. Yes, he did. Yeah, that was.
So he's on his best behavior now. He doesn't want to be shunned in polite society like Sean McDonough from the Boston Red Sox announcing team.
That was very tough to listen to.
I will never apologize for standing up for an LGBTQ2+ kids' rights.
See, even that was wrong, according to yesterday's tweet.
Has anyone recently seen Joe Biden and Justin Trudeau in the same room?
Very quickly on that German car park story, there are three diversity parking spaces in an underground car park in the city center, which will cater only to LGBTQ individuals and migrants. Thomas Morlock, the chairman of the supervisory board of HPG and a city councilor, said at the inauguration, they had a ribbon-cutting ceremony for these parking spaces, that the aim was to help people who feel a special need for protection.
What if there's one space left and there's an LGBTQ coming from one side and a quote-unquote migrant coming from the other side, which one gets preference? For the final affirmative action parking space.
That's a good question, and I'm not going to answer it.
All right. Is that it for Weekend Woke?
That's it.
All right. Thank you, Taylor. And we'll be back with more of Joe Biden in the land o' Lincoln. Eden Pure is extending the BOGO offer for another week. With over 100,000 sold and counting, the thunderstorm is sweeping the nation because people everywhere are raving about how well it works to get rid of odors, kill mold and mildew, and to freshen the air. It starts working in a matter of minutes to cleanse the air in your home to help you start breathing better. And there are no costly air filters to replace, saving you hundreds of dollars every year. Find out what you've been missing. Get a thunderstorm for yourself. Eden Pure guarantees the thunderstorm to get rid of any odor or your money back. You have nothing to lose. And right now, Eden Pure is offering a BOGO to my listeners. This week only. That's right. Buy one, get one free. Pet, kitchen, paint smells like we had recently in our office in Massachusetts. Tobacco and basement smells are gone in no time with the Eden Pure thunderstorm. If you've got a damp basement, the Eden Pure Thunderstorm is the perfect solution. It's the perfect solution to any unpleasant odor. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie BOGO. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie BOGO. Hurry, these will sell out quickly, so don't delay. This offer ends Sunday, October 10th at midnight. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network.
I can still teach you a few, kid. You're just a tin horn thug and you always will be. You haven't got the guts to be anything else.
The Howie Carr Show.
I hope Joe Biden doesn't read that story about the illegal aliens getting preferred parking. They get preferred everything else. Why not? Why not parking spaces at the mall or in the parking garages? And I assume they don't have to pay either, because they don't have to pay for anything else, right? 844-500-4242. Eric, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Eric.
Hi. I called before, and sometimes I spoke fast, too fast to keep up. I wanted to call also about the defund the police movement. The politicians are changing their tunes.
Yes.
I think there's also, bear with me, there's a list of Pandora Papers that came out, and the politicians are hiding millions, Republican, Democrat. They ought to take them funds, pay us private security, like they want to fund police.
Yeah, no, they are. They are paying a lot for their own private security. And Cori Bush, the squad apprentice, I guess you'd call her, from St. Louis, she says, well, I need security because I have all these problems. But you know what? Not everybody is talking about, increasing the protection for citizens. There's a story in the New York Post today about this woman that's a mentally ill woman who tried to shove someone onto the subway the other day. This is going on all the time over New York. A mentally ill woman busted in an unprovoked attempted murder at the Times Square subway station was locked up in lieu of $100,000 bail Wednesday. As a group of soft-on-crime politicians demanded that prosecutors completely stop seeking bail to ease conditions at Rikers Island. This woman, Antonio Igigbara, was free to allegedly terrorize strap hangers Monday after being released without bail in a July 5th assault in Harlem that left the victim with injuries, including a black eye, a broken nose, and a knocked-out tooth. And as this woman who was out on bail for attacking someone tried to kill somebody else, City Councilman Brad Lander, the Democrat nominee for comptroller of the city, and 13 state legislators were among those who called on the five cities' district attorneys in the various boroughs to, quote, immediately stop requesting bail in all cases. In all cases? How about murder? This woman tried to murder someone on the subway after trying to murder in Times Square after trying to murder someone in Harlem. And she doesn't get to get bail? Does she get bail after she finally succeeds in killing somebody? 844-500-4242. So it's, they don't seem to be learning anything. They still think there is a political capital to be gained by encouraging more violence in the city streets. And it's not just in New York City. It's across the country. And George Soros is there and his organization's there to provide all these district attorney candidates and other politicians with more money than they need to seek higher and higher office. We got all the Joe Biden cuts. We come back and we're going to talk about the state police. There may be as many as 300 of them that aren't going to take the vaccination, and all the other employees of hospitals, government agencies, corporations who are in danger of losing their job. Joe Biden says it's not a big problem. You're not surprised, are you? We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.